think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gaza war. Two wars and a third war threatened in East Africa. We're focusing on Gaza war because European Union slams Hamas' use of hospitals and civilians as human shields. The IDF nears the Shifa hospital. Or Times of Israel, terrorists fire RPGs from Gaza hospital entrance at the IDF troops who killed 21 gunmen. And or what we have here is electric worker killed in Lebanon missile attack. Assaults in north continue. Or IDF says Hamas blocked fuel delivery to Shifa hospital as troops advance in Gaza. Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is my colleague and co-host. And we go to Joe Truzan of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Our eyes on the Gaza war. Joe, a very good evening to you. The Shifa hospital. Why all this action around the Shifa hospital? What's there? What do we know is there? What do we know is there? And what can be done? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hi, good evening, John. So excuse me, the Shifa Hospital. So the Shifa Hospital is essentially been an open secret for many years as far as how Hamas and other Islamic, or rather, and other Palestinian armed groups use it as a command center. All right, so they're using a hospital for their activities, for their terrorist activities. So it's been an open secret for many years, but now specifically in this war, the Israelis have had enough. Essentially, so they're going to dismantle Hamas in Gaza. That's their goal. So to do that, right, they have to go to they have to attack these command centers. They have to dismantle these command centers specifically. Typically, the one in Shifa Hospital. Now, it's not necessarily that it's inside, like, in rooms inside the actual hospital, but the Israelis have said that there's a tunnel complex underneath the hospital as well. So this is very important because under this tunnel complex, Hamas and other Palestinian armed groups can use it for ferrying fighters and to direct the war. So the Israelis, what they need to do is they actually have to go underneath Shifa and essentially clean that a tunnel system out, which is going to be a very difficult issue because it's not only just the tunnel system, but there are still patients, injured Palestinians in the hospital, right? And the Israelis don't want to hurt them.
And where is the command center then? Is it, well, I've been told there are tunnels. Are the tunnels underneath the hospital?
Right. Yes. Yes. As this is and the Israeli military published evidence to support that fact. They published evidence a few weeks ago, very convincing evidence that that Hamas uses there's a tunnel system underneath Shifa. All right. And that's used to, again, ferry fighters. It was used during the October 7th. Attack in southern Israel. So it's a very important command center and a symbol of the so-called Palestinian resistance. All right. So this is an important hospital, rather important command site for Hamas and other terrorist groups. I think it's also important to note that it wouldn't surprise me by now that if there were any important leaders under Shifa in this command center, that there they probably have fled already, just because the hospital, and I think Gaza City, where the hospital is located, is essentially surrounded by the Israeli military right now.
Bill, you and Joe have a Generation Jihad podcast of these last days. And so I come to you for a summary of what the story was on the podcast. What did you learn, Bill?
Yes, good evening, Joe, and good evening, John. Yes, the Israeli efforts in to battle Hamas, they are progressing. It does appear that they've completely severed the northern Gaza from the south. We have, I believe it's two, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, humanitarian corridors that are where the Israelis are allowing those who are trapped in northern Gaza, the civilians, to flee southward to get out of the active combat zone. And then we have so as the Israelis are doing that, we have two things that are happening outside of Gaza. We have this back and forth going on between Israel on one side and then Hamas and Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad, and then perhaps the militias as well. Some fighting going on in Lebanon particularly, as well as some sporadic attacks occurring from Syria. And then we also have the Houthis, which is another Iranian-backed group that are launching attacks against Israel via drones and cruise missiles, as well as ballistic missiles. So that's what we've been witnessing. That was where the story was on Thursday. We're still seeing this happening to some degree, but that's where we are, John.
You have a question for Joe, Bill.
Yes, Joe, tell us where the situation is currently, particularly with the fight against Israel's fight in Lebanon. This seems to be the most likely place where an active front would occur. What is the Israelis' strategy in the north, and how are they taking the fight to Hezbollah at this point in time?
Right. Yeah, thanks, Bill. And by the way, yeah, you're right about the humanitarian corridor. Actually, just today, just a few hours ago, the IDF published a statement saying that they're calling it tactical pauses, right? But they're opening these corridors for Palestinians from in the north to move south, to move to safety. So you're right on that. So, but essentially, yeah, let's talk about the north and southern Lebanon as well. So things, unfortunately, continue the way they've been since Hezbollah started attacking on October 8th, so a day after the October 7th attack. So, what's concerning to me is that at least today, just today, that there seems to be more activity or more attacks, cross-border attacks from Lebanon against Israel than there has been from, let's say, from Gaza against southern Israel, right? So it appears that the north, at least when it comes to attacks by foreign groups, is more active than it is in the south. So we're not seeing as many projectiles, as many rockets fired from Gaza towards Israel in the last few weeks. So so today especially, it's been very active in the north, and in the last few days as well, but today especially. So that's concerning because obviously, we don't want a full-blown war, a full-blown conflict between Israel and Lebanon. And also, very important to note, since October 8th, since Hezbollah started attacking, the Israelis have been in a defensive position, meaning that they're only responding to Hezbollah attacks. So if Hezbollah would stop attacking the Israelis, I don't think the Israelis would do anything more, would go on the offensive here. So because right now the Israelis are concentrated on Gaza and they're managing the other front, Syria, the West Bank, Lebanon, and the Houthis in Yemen.
What can you tell us about the West Bank? Because that's a story that's been left to the back pages, my reading so far. Is it unusual activity? Are these the gangs attacking? Anything looking that it's building for momentum, Joe?
Right. So, yeah, this is the West Bank has been a focus of mine for about 2.5 years, right before this war started. I was very much focused on the West Bank and the armed groups in there, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and others. So post October 7th, I'll say that the attacks that have occurred and the violence that has happened in the West Bank is in line with what has happened previous to October 7th. So there isn't an explosion of violence, right? That some expected during this war in Gaza. So which is a good thing. I will note that there have been a couple of attacks claimed by Hamas against Israeli soldiers that were successful, right? In that that were more unusual, I would say, compared to other attacks. And this one, in these two specific attacks, they claimed they pulled up beside an Israeli soldier that was driving in the West Bank, shot him, and then in an area not far from there, they ambushed a group of IDF soldiers with IEDs, and of course they filmed everything. So these type of attacks are a little unusual because they were so successful. So that concerns me a little. But at this moment right now, I don't see the West Bank becoming a hot front, even though there's still violence there that has been occurring for more than 2 years now. But it hasn't gotten worse, I would say.
So Fatah has not spoken in some fashion launching an offensive. You've seen nothing like that, Joe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Fatah has been just sort of taken a back seat, right, to Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And it's not only post October 7th, but before that, really. It's a party that has been becoming, I would say, they're not as popular anymore. They're not, I wouldn't say irrelevant, but there's been some rhetoric, right, from Fatah officials, from the Palestinian Authority, about supporting Palestinians and supporting what's happening against the Israelis. But it's nothing. It's just rhetoric right now. They're not actually doing anything. We're not seeing like PA security forces attacking Israelis. We're not seeing that. So it's just rhetoric right now. But they've taken a back seat to Hamas and other armed groups.
Joe Truzan and Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. When we come back, the attacks on American contractors and military personnel in Syria and Iraq. Has it been solved? Is it getting worse? I'm John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No